Recorded Books Inspirational presents An Unabridged Recording of the Lightkeeper's Ball by Colleen Coble, narrated by Christina Moore. Recorded Books is the producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. And now, The Lightkeeper's Ball.
Chapter 1. The New York brownstone was just half a block down from the Astor Mansion on Fifth Avenue, the most prestigious address in the country. The carriage, monogrammed with the Stewart emblem, rattled through the iron gates and came to a halt in front of the ornate doors. Assisted by the doorman, Olivia Stewart descended and rushed for the steps of her home. She was late for tea, and her mother would be furious. Mrs. Astor herself had agreed to join them today. Olivia handed her hat to the maid, who opened the door.
"They're in the drawing room, Miss Olivia," Goldia whispered. "Your mama is ready to pace the floor."
Olivia patted at her hair, straightened her shoulders, and pinned a smile in place as she forced her stride to a ladylike stroll to join the other women. Two women turned to face her as she entered, her mother and Mrs. Astor. They wore identical expressions of disapproval.
"Olivia, there you are," her mother said. "Sit down before your tea gets cold."
Olivia pulled off her gloves as she settled into the Queen Anne chair beside Mrs. Astor.
"I apologize for my tardiness," she said. "A lorry filled with tomatoes overturned in the street, and my driver couldn't get around it."